This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hunter Biden's tax indictment.
The language jumping out at me is 4-year scheme.
Campus shooting investigation.
Suspect had a list of people he was seeking.
Christmas parade crash.
He just slammed on the gas, hit the gas full on.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden's son Hunter indicted in California on 9 counts related to his taxes. 3 are felonies. This comes months after a deal to end his legal troubles fell apart. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says he's accused of avoiding payment of more than $1 million to the IRS.
Prosecutors here have alleged that Hunter Biden engaged in a 4-year scheme intended to evade paying his taxes. The indictment includes 9 counts and the possibility of serving 17 years in federal prison.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says the charges detail an extravagant lifestyle.
This indictment really goes into intricate detail of how Hunter Biden operated and his lifestyle and his use of drugs and how he used other people that he had business contacts with.
Hunter Biden's lawyer says if his last name were other than Biden, this case would not have been brought. Now to Las Vegas, CBS's Omar Villafranca on the latest information emerging after the campus shooting that left 3 people dead and about the late gunman, Anthony Pulido.
Officials say when Pulido first arrived on the campus Wednesday morning, he was carrying a handgun, over 150 rounds of ammunition, and a list of targets. UNLV Assistant Professor of Accounting Truman Rowley was on the same floor where the shootings occurred.
I heard 5 loud bangs.
He missed being in the same area as the gunman by mere seconds, with an office just across the hall from one of the victims, Associate Professor of Accounting Patricia Navarro-Velez.
She was nothing but warm, welcoming. She truly cared about her students.
Investigators believe Pulido was struggling financially. A search of his home showed an eviction notice as well as a last testament.
There's been no let-up in the pressure on 3 university presidents over anti-Semitism on campus and their handling of questions from Congress. CBS's Scott McFarlane says a House committee plans to dig deeper.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik, who led the questioning.
Calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard Code of Conduct, correct?
It depends on the context.
It does not depend on the context. The answer is yes.
Has called on the university leaders to resign. Last night, the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, weighed in at the National Menorah Lighting.
We've seen the presidents of some of our most elite universities literally unable to denounce calling for the genocide of Jews as anti-Semitic. That lack of moral clarity is simply unacceptable.
The testimony also led Rabbi David Wolpe to step down from an anti-Semitism advisory committee at Harvard.
We were craving leadership and bluntness and clarity and directness. I did not feel as though I could stay in good conscience on the committee.
Now overseas, correspondent Raimi Innocencio has the latest on Israel's military offensive in southern Gaza.
at Nasser Hospital, the biggest in the South, this girl screamed, "My brother, my brother," as casualties increased. Israel's military said it targeted Hamas militants emerging from a tunnel in the area, and Israeli media showed the army had detained some 150 Palestinians, men stripped down to their underwear and blindfolded, claimed to be suspected terrorists. In Israel, on the first night of Hanukkah, families of hostages lit a menorah in Tel Aviv with 138 branches, each representing a hostage still in captivity.
Today, the FDA is expected to approve the first gene-editing treatment to repair the gene that causes sickle cell disease, the painful condition that can shorten lifespan and affects mostly people of color. Johnny Lubin was a patient in the clinical trials.
I thought that was pretty cool, how I have, like, new cells. And I honestly hoped, you know, I could get, you know, some superpowers from it, you know, like genetically engineered.
Doctors say the process reprograms cells to create fetal hemoglobin, which is more protective, and sufferers have less severe symptoms.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Three people were hurt in Bakersfield, California, when a pickup truck in reverse slammed into them just before the start of the city's annual Christmas parade.
He just put it in reverse and just slammed on the gas and just took off. He was going, I mean, fast.
A 72-year-old man is under arrest. A 26-year-old woman's been arrested after allegedly trying to set fire to the Atlanta birth home of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Fire Chief Darren Shirebaum says the woman poured gasoline on the property but was stopped from going further by people nearby.
Their quick action saved the jewel of our city, something very important to Atlanta.
The home is now owned by the National Park Service and had been opened for tours but was recently closed for renovations. The Federal Trade Commission is warning that scammers are using bogus QR codes to try to capture personal information. The black and white codes to be scanned by phones are used legitimately by places like restaurants to store menus. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
One way the FTC says that we can protect from this is not to scan QR codes when we don't expect them. That means especially emails or a random sign on the street.
In what's viewed as a stunning blow to the PGA Tour, reigning Masters champion Jon Rahm is bolting for the Saudi-backed LIV Tour in a reported $500 million deal. Joel Beal is a senior writer at Golf Digest.
He's very well respected both by his peers and fans. So for him to make the jump kind of breaks that mold of LIV Golf having a lot of the bad guys in golf.
This comes just 25 days before a deadline for the PGA Tour and the Saudi backers of LIV to finalize a commercial partnership agreement. Those talks are reported to be in jeopardy. We're learning a Cessna cargo plane took off last month, flew over Northern California for 12 minutes, and landed safely, with no pilot, no one, in fact, on board. Reliable Robotics says the flight was supervised by a remote pilot about 50 miles away, a person who could have taken the controls if things went bad.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A legendary singer has publicized a new effort with a very public performance.
London commuters couldn't agree more.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in.
Rod Stewart teamed up with pianist Jules Holland at London's St. Pancras Station and gave the crowd a preview of their new swing album. They brought an 18-piece band along with them. Swing Fever debuts February 23rd.
Almost like being in love.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Also in London, a court ruled today that Prince Harry's libel case against a newspaper about his security arrangements will go to trial. Harry's legal team had been looking to get the publisher's defense thrown out. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for the 8th of December, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.